Big news! Wayfair's end of season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end of season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A. It's been a whopper. The sun on there, let's go that way. Yeah, I can't believe it. I'm actually back up on my own again. It still hasn't sunk in. It's still like I wake up and you think, oh, I've got to ring in. You know, he's finishing his job. I've got to ring in. I've got to do that. I wonder how much it's getting on. And you think, no, not anymore. It's just you now. Still. Anyway, before we go on, thank you very much for all your well wishes. I won't read them all out. There were tons, which is great. I mean, thanks, guys. I really appreciate that, like, you know, and ladies, of course. Although, let's face it, it's a truck driving channel. It's 95% male. If you look at it, it's 95% male between 25 and sort of like 65. Yeah, that's what the demographic is like, you know. So I do say ladies because the ladies do comment and ladies do drive lorries too very well. But it's mostly fellas, isn't it? So, yeah, thanks very much for all the well wishes. I didn't know how it was going to go. I wonder if other people would turn around and go, oh, he's doing it again. He's done it once. He's doing it again. What are you doing? It was a couple. We'll come to them. But not nasty. Not nasty. Just is what it is. But anyhow, thank you. Thank you all. And it's, yeah, God willing and touch wood, fingers crossed. I might actually get it right this time. Oh, Jerry Rafferty, innit? You get it wrong, you get it right next time. Let's have a go. So, anyway, before we go on, last week's mistake, Shane Hardy says, it's actually not a mistake for once. Smokey and the Bandit car was a 1977 Pontiac Trans Am Firebird 6.6 litres V8. You were spot on, well done. I did kind of seem to remember saying it was either a Trans Am or a Firebird or I think I hit about 15 different cars, or a DeLorean, or a Model T Ford, or I don't think I actually was spot on, but anyway, at least I got it somewhere in there. So anyway, the big announcement. I actually got a message from the Career Exchange. Welcome back, Pete. Well, that's never happened before. They do say they watch the videos. In fact, I found out recently that not only do they watch the videos, they use my videos as training videos for the people that come in. You're welcome. I hope they help. That's all they're ever supposed to be here to do, is to help. That makes me Peter Purvis. You know, like in the Ricky Gervais thing in the Office. I'm the guy of the Office educational video. Not quite what you want to be when you're... Actually, don't worry. Soothing sounds, says Pete. You've taken a lot of grief, more times than I care to imagine. Now, maybe the planets have aligned and good fortune will you eventually be on your way. Be lucky, be careful, take money. Thanks, Mark. Derek O'Brien says, he says, right, let's cut this. What happened went wrong with the video, with the lorries video? And Kyle, the athlete, says, great job, Pete. Your hard work and dedication paid off. Thank you. He said, could you elaborate on what went wrong? You had the 5 lorries on the road. I'm just trying to learn as much as I can and hoping to get my own wagon soon. I said, and I mean it, I am going to tell you all about it, but I'm writing a book. Now, a lot of people go, I'm writing a book. Well, I've written published two. I'll do you a link. There's a link to the website. Two very different books. But I'm going to write it. So if you want to find out what's happened, you will have to buy the book. And now I'm working for myself, I'll have a lot more time to write it. For a start, when I was working for the man, I had an hour commute to Royston every morning and an hour commute back again. So that's 2 hours out of my day that I was losing. Now the lorry's back at the yard, 5 minutes up the road. So I've instantly, even if I work as hard as I did, and I was pulling the hours when I was working for Transport Air, I'm still 2 hours better off. So that can be an extra hour in bed in the morning, an extra hour I can actually dedicate to stuff when I get home, son. But no, I'll write it, and when it's out, I'll let you all know. Now, Angus is glad to hear, Pete. I wish you all the best. You inspired me 3 years ago, and we had a conversation as I wasn't sure about some stuff. And you took your time to put me right in the right direction. Well, I hope it's the right direction. I know myself, like, 3 years later, I'm still running trucks. Well done, you, mate. That's I am not able. Gareth Rice Bikes says, all the best, Pete. I know the feeling. I miss being my own boss. Maybe one day I'll be back in a truck. There's a few of these as well. We'll come down to these later. It's the best job in the world. It is. If it's just you, you have no one to answer to. But you've always got someone to answer to. There's always a shipper ringing going, where are you? Or there's the ministry going, have you complied? Or there's sort of, you know, sort of, there's always someone. Very little people to answer to. And you don't have to worry about anybody else. And you get to tour the country. And I get to my own headspace. And I get to listen to the music, which I love. And I get to see interesting, wonderful things and face a new challenge every day. It is the best job in the world. The things I didn't realise it was the best job in the world until I lost it. So now getting it back is really good. Leachy says, well done, mate. He said, I think it's the best thing working on your own at our age. I agree, my friend. I've given up chasing the money these days. It just causes more stress. Had a big shock myself 3 weeks ago when my mum was diagnosed with terminal cancer and had to come for palliative care. It's absolutely awful. Makes you realise there's more to life than chasing money. I wish you great success, but without the stress. Leachy, I'm really sorry to hear about your mum. I lost both my parents to cancer. You know, I said I wrote the books that I've just done a link to. One of them is about exactly what happened. It's not miserable. It was ridiculous. It was, but anyway, that's not to take away from. Yeah, I'm really sorry. It's awful. It's an awful, awful disease. And all you just do is you just do your best to support and just put one step in front of the other. And don't, I'm not going to give you any advice because anyone giving you advice, you just think, oh, really? So good luck, mate. Sorry to hear that. Andy Darwin says, good luck, but don't let it stress you out this time around. I'm starting to realise that I joined a company because I thought, well, look, it's going to be much less stressful. I won't have to worry if the lorry breaks down. I won't have to worry about, you know, money going to my account on a regular basis and all this kind of stuff. And realised very quickly it was much, much more stressful. I had just other responsibilities, other things to think about. If I had a good day, I used to think to myself, I was all right myself. That would have been a really good day. If I had a bad day, I was in fear of my job. I'm going to have to tell him I've had a really bad day. He's going to go, well, this carries on. And, you know, I'm like, it was much, much harder. And so if I get all my ducks in a line, get everything in a row, I think it's going to be a lot, it just should be a lot easier. Jeremy, now we obviously some cautionary words here. Jeremy Hawks Curious says, hello Pete, I'm not going to go all dewy-eyed about this with my 30 years of experience running a company. I fear you're going to make the same mistake over again. I suggest you some years ago that your company has to gain its own user endbook to be sustainable as you're still subcontracting. Factoring has its challenges. I don't think that running one truck will be all that profitable. Hope all goes well. But you're going to have to review the numbers every day and keep a close eye on the money. I hate to be the one to dim the lights, but I'm only being honest. No, I appreciate that. I don't want to make the same mistake again. The factoring thing is only, I'm only part of factoring. I'd like to not factor at all, but I'm only going to be factoring about half my invoices. As for end-user customers, I have end-user customers. In my experience, end-user customers want to pay less and are more stressful than working for shippers. Now, I work for... The plan is to work for about 10 local shippers who I built up, who know me, because I've been here for 7 years. I'm down the road. And they'll ring up, you're available, and or you can ring them, and they go, yeah, hello, Pete, I'll send you through the job. And they normally give you a decent rate. And, of course, you know the payment terms with these people, because a lot of the problem with the CX is the fact that if you're going to, you could end up with 300-400 invoices, and of which a few of them could be, you know, sort of like fly-by-night companies. So I'm trying to plan it that way. And at the moment, it's working. So, and I also know how much money I can bring in on a daily basis. Well, that's one thing transport it taught me. I thought I knew hard work until I worked on them guys. Gary and Dan. One stage, when I started, they were putting stickers on the side of Lucky Charms boxes. They worked till 3 o'clock in the morning. Had to sleep for 3 hours and started at 3 and carried on. Them guys were, every time you get back to the warehouse, they start before you, they finish after you. It was a real eye-opener. But it's good because it showed me what I thought, well, that's it. You know, it's not worth getting a job now. No, you go and get another job. And if you stay out, you stay out. And if you can bring the dough in, and I've got an accountant, I've got software, I'm on free agent. Isn't there any even heard of free agent. I've done zero before, but I'm a free agent. And like you say, needs to be reviewed every day, needs to be locked down. I've got to get down, get my head down, get my shoulder to it, get out there, get as much in as I possibly can, get a little bit of air in the tank, ready in case of emergencies. That's the plan.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Gal Vintage Collection says, Einstein once said the definition of madness is repeating the same experiment and hoping for a different result. Yeah, I've heard that. 32 years in the vintage hoardage industry participant. Got my own aside in 2017 and the industry side in 2023. He says, no debt, stress-free, and farm bought and paid for. Very nice. Nice work, isn't it? Nice to have on a farm, lovely. 57 years young, and soon the Western world is about to have an economic cardiac arrest. He said, it's a bunker you need, mate. He said, basically what he's saying is he's got a big warehouse and he's in anticipation for a boom in 2032. In 2032, I'm going to be in my early 60s, so I don't know quite how up and running I'm going to be by then. Probably still will be. There's no reason why not, is there? And he says, see you in 32, brother. Cool. The one thing I will say about the Einstein quote is, it's yes, you're right. The definition of madness is to repeat the same experiment and expecting a different result. But it's not the same experiment. I started on my own in a Luton van. Then there was a company where we subcontracted out the vans, which went wrong. Then there was five lorries on the road. That was five lorries and an office and overheads and all this stuff. This is a different experiment. I've not done this experiment before. This is just me in the truck. That's it. It's like me in the Luton van, but better, in my opinion, because you get more a Luton van. 150 mile, if you're lucky. 18-ton truck, £3 a mile. I know the overheads are dearer. I know you've got transport managers, you've got parking, you've got parts, although in my experience, the parts between a Sprinter van and a DAF CF, particularly when you've got the fact that, you know, these DAF CFs are like, they are the transit of the truck world. There's my mate James of Barry Grewcox, who's brilliant. There's Breakers Yards, there's Bison's, there's UK Truck Parts at Junction 9. No, they're not that much. Are they that much dearer than a van, honestly? If you had to buy injectors for a Sprinter and you had to buy injectors for a DAF, what would they be? I don't know. I know what the shocks were. I think, I imagine the shot, I've got shocks, I've got a drag link, windscreen wipers. I don't imagine there would have been more if there had been a Merc, not a Sprinter. Don't know. I just know that what it's costing me and what's going out and what's coming in. And at the moment, doing okay. Well, 3 days, you can't really comment on 3 days like, can you? Bell Association says, stop buying DAFs, Pete. They're a money pit. Scan your involver is the way forward. I like DAFs. And I think, and for the reason I've just said, and I think the thing is, everybody, I mean, I speak to my mate Nick, Nick the Urban Trucker. By the way, big announcement, not quite a big announcement, Nick the Urban Trucker is my transport manager. So this channel has done me favours, hasn't it, really? He rings me for advice, and he said at the beginning, he said, anything I can do to help, which, mate, thank you very much. I haven't managed to upload my card, because I've got the DigiView, and the DigiView bit has got this bit that sort of that you clicks into, that you put in the USB port, and it's gone missing. I've got the child looking for it at the moment, because it was in a bag, and the bag's gone over the warehouse. But if not, I can buy one for 15 quid, and as soon as I buy one, I'll upload it. There's no infringements. He said, they're a money pit. I think, and Nick said, I hate DAFs. He said, every DAF I've ever has gone wrong. He said, Merkel scan you for me every time. Then I got Ian up the road, who said, I love DAFs. He says, you know, I run four DAFs. I won't touch anything but DAFs. I think it just comes down to personal experience. I think some people have, you know, you might buy a Citroen and the thing's forever breaking down. And then your mate might buy a Citroen and it's done 150,000 miles and it still purrs like a kitten. And I think it's just down to individual experience. But in my experience, we ran, when we had the fleet, we had four DAFs and one Merc, and the Merc caused me more grief than the other four DAFs put together. So it's just experience, that's all. Gabor says, you should sign up for Europe CX2. You would love it. I'm on standard national, mate. I haven't got an international license. And my fear with international, all that grief about, you know, clearing customs and customs at the other side, and you probably aren't going to get that much more money than you would for running local, and then trying to get a job back is an absolute nightmare. Could be wrong, but that's what I think. So anyway, again, not trying to run before I can walk. Let's just try and get this locked down first. And on the subject of which Godzilla says, always thought running before crawling, but then I'm not in your shoes, so shut me up. Always thought there needs to be Pete on the phone, in the mini visiting, getting your face out there with shippers. Oh, I see what you mean. Rather than running, you know, and the business name and, you know, getting the business out there. Meanwhile, Lisa in charge of the day-to-day keeping your trucks and invoices rolling in, it could work. Never really got a grasp why you didn't get bigger. The bigger you are, the easier it is to fall, so I expect. Apparently so, I guess. Like yourself, I miss being on the road. Every day, difference, seasons changing, the surprise being sent somewhere different. One day, Formula One factory, the next to chicken farm, seaside mountains, where my office and 99.9% of all the work done was something approached with a smile on my face. Didn't find that in a truck, though. Guess we're different. Another page turns. Fingers crossed it's an easy read. I like that. So, mate, we'll just have to see. Well, I mean, there will be plenty of videos. Trust me, you can watch this place. Kev360 says, and then we're on to this mob. I should have known it was coming. Kim Warburton says, that's fantastic news, Pete. I'm really pleased. Oh, no, sorry. Kev says, great news. Good luck. P.S. your flag's upside down. Kim Warburton says, that's fantastic news, Pete. I'm really pleased for you, mate. However, I disagree about the flag. It's the one way round. Wishing you every success. And Rock God, I'm seeing BC Austin out there, mate, says, Pete, your flag's upside down and back to front. Trust me. Good luck with the new venture. It's not. I Googled it. It needs the white bit in the top right-hand corner. And this flag is a good one. I spent 20-odd quid on it. It's like proper sewn. So it has a back and a front, and the back is there. And I took the air, and then that bit's got to go on the left. And if it's upside down, it's not upside down. It's not. It's the right way round. It took me two goes to mount it. I mounted it right at the top, and then pulled it down. Now, that's too high. And I pulled it. And if you check, you'll notice that the red band across the middle of the flag is level with the band that goes around the top of the truck, which is where if you put a second bunk in, it would be there. So it's all matched up properly. It took me a while to get it up properly. Got screws in and yeah, it's on. Not upside down. It's not. Shane Hardy says, well done, Pete. Hopefully it works out this time around. Perseverance is the answer. As my mate Dave the Chris said, perseverance is the only thing that failure cannot cope with. That stuck with me, that has. And on the subject of Dave the Crisps, who gets the last of the comments this week, he said, did you get the use of the swivel chair in future negotiations? Yes, the use of the swivel chair. Goes back to the trade union sketch from Not the 9 o'clock News. Mate, if you listen back to that sketch, but seeing that sketch a little bit dubious. I don't know if you'd get away with broadcasting that now. Something about phasing in the director's daughter. It's like, would you be able to say that now? I don't think you would. So, that's most of the video comments, to be honest with you, this week. There's one miscellaneous from Youth who said, Joe is a real talent. Yeah, he was a real talent. He was a really nice guy as well. That goes back to the Fixing the Track, the 18 video. So, the 18. Oh, haven't I told you what the name of the firm is yet? Because I drive an 18-ton truck, the firm is called, well, I wanted to call it the 18, but I had to, because that name had been taken. I was too close to something that had been taken. I had to call it the 18 Trucks Limited. But it means that I can answer the phone and go, the 18. Hello, the 18. I haven't worked that one out yet. Maybe you can hire the 18. I told one of the guys, I said, it's a pun on the 80s TV show. He went, that's embarrassing. So, this is where we are, guys. Where it goes from this point onwards, I don't know. But I'm going to try my hardest. I'm loaded and ready to go for Ilkeston on Monday. I've got a return load out of Manchester that needs to be picked up between Monday night and possibly Tuesday morning, as long as I can get it back by Tuesday. So I need a link load from Derby to Manchester. Anyone's got one, give me a shout. I'll be tipping in Ilkeston about 8 o'clock in the morning. I might get home, I might not. If not, I've got a nice big space cab to sleep in, and I'm going to get out there. Oh, yeah, and before we go... yeah, I'm going to get out there. and I'm going to take care, and I'm going to take money. And Dale Steele, Mark and Lard, biggity, biggity, bong. I miss Mark and Lard. Cheers, guys.